today, I'm rocking the suburbs.
A garagey, fuzzed out jam, which will get you rocking so long as you still have a pulse.
Jim and Patrick, it's Keith Jacobson from Grand Rapids, Michigan, phoning in with my top picks of 2024. Actually, I should say I'm not in Grand Rapids at the moment. I am in Las Vegas, Nevada at the lovely New York, New York Hotel. If you hear the sounds of a roller coaster in the background, yes, they have a roller coaster here that goes through the strip here in Las Vegas. Okay, enough about that. We'll get right into my picks from last year. So, first up, Frank Turner released a new album entitled Undefeated. And it was his, I think that's his 10th solo album. And it is a typical Frank album that has a lot of different types of songs. And for my song of the year, what stands out is it's a very personal song on the album, and it's entitled Ceasefire, and it's written from the perspective of Frank now penning a song back to 15-year-old self Frank Turner, and to try to find some common ground with the past version of himself. And I think we all can do that, I'm sure, to go back to our 15-year-old self and think of what we were thinking back then. I really appreciate the name check of Richard Ashcroft and The Verve. Apparently 15-year-old Frank Turner did not think much of The Verve. then, moving on to my album of the year, it's from a brand new artist who's really not a brand new artist. That's Johnny Blue Skies. And the album, I'm going to try to see if my 4 years of French in high school helps out here, is entitled Passage du Désert. And that was probably a terrible pronunciation. But Sturgill retired the Sturgill name back in 2021. And he didn't release any new music since then until this year when he released this album. And he reinvented himself, but not really. It's very much like a Sturgill Simpson album. It has elements of rock. It has country and singer-songwriter pieces to it. And one of the funniest songs on there is really one that's called Scooter's Blues. And it's a pretty chill song about his time that he spent over in Thailand and how he was just very relaxed during his time there. But I think that the best song on here is one that's called Mint Tea. And it's pretty much a country song. It has Sierra Hull on it playing the mandolin, and I just think it's a great song. The whole album is great. I will say, I look back, it was not my most played album in 2024, and so apologies go to, well, I mentioned Frank Turner. That actually, I think, was my most played album of 24, but also the Red Clay Strays, Made by These Moments, Waxahachie's Tiger's Blood, and Charlie Crockett's $10 Cowboy were all great albums that I really enjoyed, but came down to Sturgill and his excellent album as my album of the year. Hey, before I hang up, I'm going to throw in a quick plug. I hope to see all of you in lovely Grand Rapids, Michigan, July 31st. Through August 2nd for Suburbs Fest Midwest 2025. We've got some fun stuff cooked up for you. Details are out there on the Rockin' the Suburbs Facebook page, and I think probably over on the website. Again, really hope to see you there July 31st through August 2nd. Jim and Patrick, thanks for all you do, and here's to wishing to a great 2025.
Let me be the one who stays the white thread. All this back and forth got me spinning in my head. It's got me bounded up and blind. What can I do? The only thing that makes sense is being next to you. So put another band-aid on my bullet wound. Was both another cup of that mint tea. Sit down by my side, underneath the moon. Tell me why you're so afraid, let alone me. You need an early morning march. Girl, I got you. You know my days don't see the light. I go to bed with the moon. Should I fall asleep too soon? Wake me up with that mint tea at midnight. Put another band-aid on this bullet wound. Sit down by my side, underneath the moon. Tell me why you're so.
Greetings to the cast and crew of Rockin' the Suburbs. This is Bill Mulligan with my picks for Song and Album Release of the Year 2024. My pick for Song of the Year is Shake by the Corettes. Shake was the first single off the album The Soul of the Fabulous Corettes, which saw the husband and wife team of Martin and Flavia Curie back with their characteristic 60s sound. Most of the tracks on the album have a distinctly pop sound, but Shake is a garagey, fuzzed-out gem which will get you rocking so long as you still have a pulse. Before I get to my album of the year, I'd like to mention several other albums released in 2024 that I really enjoyed, including Indoor Safari by Nick Lowe and Low Straitjackets, News of the Universe by La Luz, Fille Sauvage by Fleur, and the eponymous debut album from His Lordship. My album of the year is New International by Kit Sebastian, an amazing mixture of sounds including Turkish pop, psychedelia, jazz, and funk. Three of the songs on the album have lyrics in Turkish, while the rest are in English. Several of the songs were in the running for my Song of the Year pick. While all of the tracks are solid, I suggest starting with Metropolis.
They have a roller coaster here that goes through the strip here in Las Vegas.